Do you consider yourself to be over the hill? Over the hill. The best years of our life are past. The best years of our life are long gone, and it's far over the hill now. Is that how you consider your life? That's not how I consider my life. I consider my life now, this moment, is the first moment of my life, the most important moment of my life, the most dynamic, powerful, wonderful, exciting moment of my life, this moment. And because I consider this moment the first moment of my life, I'm not over the hill. I'm just arriving at the hill. When I speak of the hill as being life, as I speak of the hill as being all of the adventures and all of the enthusiasm and all of the joy and all of the magic that makes up life. If I allow myself to think for 1 minute of the past, that's where I am. That's where I am. I'm in the past. If I allow myself 1 instant to think in the future, that's where I am. But if I allow myself to think in this moment right now, in this moment, at this point in my awareness, then I am living my life as I believe I should be living my life. I'm living my life as a marvelous, joyous, fantastic experience of peace and harmony and wonder and magic. Because that's all that it is. That's all that life is. It's a wonderful time of joy and magic and marvel in every good thing. Can I think of, and can I be, anywhere other than right where I am right now? Can I think or be anywhere other than my experience at this instant? This instant. Not only a moment or minute, an hour, a day, a year, a lifetime. Whatever I have allowed myself to think throughout my experience now is demonstrating itself in my life. If I have allowed myself to think throughout the days of my life that I am a happy person, that I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that I am expressing every single moment joy and peace and harmony, then this moment, I am living joy, peace, and harmony so dynamically, so vitally, and so wonderfully, because nothing else matters. This is where it all is. This is how it all is. This is who it all is now. There's no over the hill. There's no getting old. You can be 1 year old. You can be 10 years old, 50 years old, 100 years old. It doesn't matter. Because you can only live right now in this moment. And if you live right now in this moment and you say to yourself, I like me. If you live right now in this moment, you're not over the hill. Whether you're 1,000 years old, 100 years old, 50 years old, 1 year old, it doesn't matter. When you live in this moment, you are living the only moment that you'll ever know. You cannot live the past because the past has done its thing and it has left its imprint upon you. And that imprint upon you is what you thought about yourself at the moment the past was being the past. Now, you're thinking in the future, too. You have that same ability to think in tomorrow, to think in some other time that's not yet past our way. And all time is here and now. All space is here and now. These are things that we've been taught. These are things that we have learned from our scientific friends who have delved into these things. But what about you? Are you over the hill? Are you over the hill? Have you turned 21? Have you turned 30? Have you turned 40, 50? Those are all markers in our life, we say to ourselves. But they are not. I know a lot of people who are 30 years old, and they act just like they're teenagers. I know a lot of people who are 50 years old, and they act just like a young person. Dynamic, vital, filled with life, filled with beauty, filled with all the goodness that they could ever have in their world. It's all by choice. It's all by choice. Now, what is your choice? What is your choice? How are you going to live your life? How are you going to be? Are you going to live today, this moment? Are you going to live in the now? Or are you going to say, well, it's too late for me now. Should have done that when I was a youngster. Should have been an entrepreneur when I was a youngster. I should have done all these things another time. But you can't do that. You can only live in the day. You can never be over the hill because you're always living in this moment now, in this moment today. This is the only time there is for you. This is the only day there is for you. This is the only life there is for you. There is nothing else. There is nothing else in the universe for you except to be yourself today, right now, this moment, living who you are this moment. Do you like yourself? Do you say, I am happy? Do you say, I'm filled with sunshine? I am living joyously, fantastically, marvelously? Do you say those things about yourself? You can, you know. It's up to you to make the decision of what you're going to say to yourself. When you see another person, do you say, you look beautiful, you look handsome, oh, you look dynamic, you are filled with love, you're fantastic. And you see a little baby in there just moving around and so anxious and so active. You say, wow, what a little spring house you are. Wow, wow, wow. And you are living yourself in that little baby, in that person that you are saying is so dynamic and so handsome and so beautiful. You are living yourself in them. And you're living yourself in them because that's how you see this moment. That's how you see this moment right now. Vital, dynamic, alive, fantastic, beautiful. There's no over the hill for you. There's only living in this moment right here, right now. There's only being yourself right here, right now, in your fantastic quality of being love, of being joy, of being peace, of being goodness. You're living it right now. And as you live it right now, you'll find that every moment of your life becomes more beautiful, if it's possible for you to consider that. Every day of your life becomes more beautiful. Every instant of your life becomes more beautiful. And you look out of your eyes and you see beautiful people, beautiful circumstances, a beautiful world. You see everything lovely. You see everything glorious. You have created that way. You have created it that way by your thought, by your attitude, by your recognition that all is right this moment. Now is the time for my good. Now is the time for all joy to be manifest in my life. Now is the time for peace on earth. Now is the time for peace in my life. Now is the time for me to join into my wonderful quality of being me. As I look at handsome people, beautiful people, they're a reflection of me. As I look at handsome circumstances and beautiful circumstances, they're a reflection of me. As I look at happiness anywhere in the world, that's a reflection of me, even though it may be on the other side of the globe. It doesn't matter. As I see happiness anywhere, it's me. Magazines that appreciate happy people and take pictures of happy people as often as they can are glorious to look at because they're truly a reflection of you and me, truly a reflection of our attitude about who we are, truly a reflection of the life that we believe about ourselves. You're not over the hill. You never will be, because right now you are living at the peak, the point, the the wonderful part of life that is spelling out in your world all of the joy and the peace and the happiness and all the love. And it's all that matters. Today, join me in recognizing there is no hill to be over. We are all at a point in time. And that point of time is the only point that we will ever know. And so we say, it's a good point. I'm a happy person. It's a joyous time. I am in charge of my life. And I like me. And I say that so often. I say I like me. And by saying I like me, what am I doing? I am putting in motion the most wonderful cause I could ever put in motion for myself. And that's why I say about you, I love you. I love you. I love you.